30-year-old John Mufundisi of Bulawayo is ecstatic about Pope Francis, his message and reforms of the traditional Catholic Church as we know it. Mufundisi, who was born into a devout Catholic family but deserted since he did not agree with his tough doctrine, for instance in the case of celibacy, when stories doing the round in the communities where that priests were either abusing young boys or having affairs with married women, says he may decide to come back to the church as the prodigal son if the reforms are effected. Pope Francis recently announced one of the most significant reforms of his papacy, how Catholics can nullify a marriage. The changes are radical. He was quoted saying, "Who am I to judge?" when asked about a Vatican Monsignor who allegedly had a gay lover in his past. His message has been all-embracing, asking the Catholic Church and the world to be tolerant of those with differing views. While traditional Catholics are at odds with some of the Pope's intended reforms, Mufundisi says that's the way to go. Mufundisi, who used to attend Mass at St. Bernard's Parish in Pumula, says he previously had been disillusioned by the Church's failure to evolve, especially holding on to what he says are unrealistic celibacy laws resulting in sex scandals engulfing the Church.
And the issue of Catholic Church leaders survive in terms of their marital status, because as we know, they are not allowed to get married. They end up leading double lives, you know. In the end, you see that ships that are following the leaders who are lost themselves.
The Catholic Church in Zimbabwe has had its fair share of sex scandals, with the most prominent being that which involved the former Archbishop of Bulawayo, Dr. Pius Alec Mvundla Ncube, back in 2007. While Ncube's case may have received widespread media coverage because of his vocal opposition to President Robert Mugabe's rule, there have been quite a number of reported cases of sexual misconduct involving Catholic priests. The celibacy of Roman Catholic priests is an issue that Pope Francis wrote about back when he was the Archbishop of Buenos Aires in his book titled On Heaven and Earth. But while he commented that celibacy, and I quote, "is a matter of discipline, not of faith. It can change," end of quote, he added that he was, for the moment, in favor of maintaining celibacy with all its pros and cons. Pope Francis has, since he became pontiff, introduced a lot of changes in the Catholic Church that have won him both admiration and much criticism. One thing that Nobuhlenleya believes the pontiff should encourage is embracing new ways of worship that will stop the youth from quitting the Catholic Church to join prophet-led Pentecostal churches that have mushroomed all over the country.
I think we have to move with the times, because a lot of our youth have moved to Pentecostal churches which offer very lively music and at the same time accompanied by a live band.
Before visiting the United States, Pope Francis paid a visit to Cuba. Veteran journalist Ray Matikinya says the Roman Catholic Church has always played a leading role in conflict resolution, and therefore the leader of the Catholic Church has to be credited for the part he played in the thawing of relations between the two Cold War enemies.
Honestly, for a Pope to go to Cuba just after the Americans' relations with the Cubans are thawing, so it actually shows the part he played in making these negotiations and results come about. Credit must be given to Pope Francis.
Zimbabwe's Catholic Church has sent representatives to the United States to meet with the Pope and other Catholics from all over the world during the World Meeting of Families. In the meantime, all ears are on the ground as the Catholic Church waits for the papal message from the United States. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, I'm Joseph Njanji.